O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 23, verses 23 through 29. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Trust in You by Lauren Daigle, Michael Farron, and Paul Mabry. This song's chorus makes transparent the truth that we need to trust the Lord even when His plans for us do not align with our own. The pop instrumentation and backup vocals transform an understanding that might disappoint into a faithful, lively anthem.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When
Jeremiah 23, verses 23 through 29. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? And who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, But let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? As a parent, I have found baby monitors to be extremely helpful, but they're also kind of creepy. On the one hand, they help us to know how our kids are doing, what their needs are, how we can help. But on the other hand, it means that our kids can't get away with anything. Even if we aren't in the room with them, even if our kids can't see us through the monitor, we are not far off. Our kids have learned that the hard way a few times. Well, the omnipresence of God is far more powerful and effective than a baby monitor. And God establishes the reality of his omnipresence with these questions. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? Friends, God is not far off. We cannot hide ourselves from him because he does fill heaven and earth. At the time that Jeremiah was writing, many of those who claimed to speak for God thought they could get away with representing him in ways that weren't true. It's as though they thought, well, we can't see him, so it must be fair game. Well, they were wrong. God has a passion for his name and for his glory, and he doesn't take misrepresentation lightly. So I think it's worth considering, are there ways in which you are tempted to misrepresent God? Are you inclined to soften his rough edges? Or on the other hand, are you tempted to move away from grace because the law is easier for you to wrap your head around? It is an incredible gift that God has made himself known to us in his word. And because of that, we have no excuses for misrepresenting him. So friends, let's dig into God's word so that we can better know him and what he requires of us. And as we do so, let's be mindful of the fact that God's word isn't something to be trifled with. For his word is like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.